Welcome to Stewardology, a podcast where two worlds collide. In this show, financial advisor Tim Russell and Reverend Drew Geisy come together to explore the intersection of financial stewardship and theology. Their unique perspectives help Christians and churches understand and apply a biblical framework for everyday financial decisions, so Christians everywhere can improve and strengthen their walk with Christ through biblical stewardship. Without further ado, here are your hosts, Tim Russell and Drew Geisy.
I'm Tim Russell.
And I'm Pastor Drew Geisy.
And we'd like to introduce you to the pilot episode
of the Stewardology
Podcast. Hey, Tim, why don't you share with the listeners the why of this podcast?
For more than 30 years, the Life Institute has been preaching and teaching in churches all across America. It's with our three-day stewardship seminar. It's been our great joy to see lives changed as they're confronted with the biblical call to wisely steward their resources. Marriages have been strengthened and churches are a better resource to carry out the work of the gospel through our ministry. We also realize that there are only so many churches that we can impact with our live seminars throughout the year. We hope that this podcast is going to allow us to reach more believers with the life-transforming power of the gospel lived out through biblical stewardship.
Now, Tim, for our listeners, you've used this term, you used the word stewardship a few times, and you just used the word biblical stewardship. Can you get a good definition of what that is for our listeners?
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Stewardship is the wise management of resources, which belongs to someone else. You see, since God created the world and everything in it, everything ultimately belongs to Him. We're simply the temporary managers of God's property. That means since God cares about the way we handle our money and finances, among other things, we should see what He says about those responsibilities in the Bible.
So let me take a few moments and just share with our listeners who this podcast is meant for. For those who want to learn more about how to unleash the power of the gospel through their lives, in part by applying the principles of stewardship. And that's a key thing, the principles of stewardship, mm-hmm. as we see in Scripture. So the podcast is great for those who are young. They're just starting out in life, just getting themselves going, and they want to get started, as that term says, on the right foot. And maybe for parents who want to set a good example for their children in stewardship. Maybe they didn't have a good example, and now they're hearing some of these things, and they just don't want to change their own dynamics in their family, but they also want to set a great example for their kids. For workers who are planning and saving for retirement so that they can wisely plan for their current and future expenses. We're thinking also about retirees who want to leave more than just money to their heirs. They want to leave that legacy and an impact for the gospel. And then finally, this is for pastors, and that's where I really get excited about it. It's for pastors who need help in understanding how to shepherd their flock, specifically in the areas of stewardship. Tim, why don't you share with us why we've also created this podcast?
In addition to helping young folks, parents, workers, retirees, and pastors understand stewardship, we've created this podcast to help pastors and churches better understand what we do and how Life Institute might help their church. And secondarily, for those who have already been at one of our live Life Institute seminars, this podcast is a way for them to keep progressing in their stewardship journey.
So, Tim, what is the benefit? What is their takeaway? Why should they listen, not just to today, but in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah. Perhaps the most important thing that I can tell you is that after listening to this podcast, if you walk away with a greater love for and desire for wealth and money, we failed.
So true.
Our goal is to help you learn to love, worship, and trust Christ more than our money, and to honor Him with our funds.
Amen.
We're going to be practical more than we're going to be theoretical. We don't want to impress you with complex terms. We want to give you actionable ideas that, if implemented, will help you improve your stewardship even more. So, Drew, tell our listeners a little bit more about the format of the Stewardology podcast.
Well, Tim, this is our goal, and that is to have a weekly podcast, roughly 30 minutes in length. We're not going to be timing it out to the minute, but that's our goal. And each episode will be co-hosted by both you, Tim, and myself. And our discussion, our goal is to be very practical, actionable, revolving around the intersection of stewardship and the Word of God. That's why we called it the Stewardology Podcast. It's marrying those two really critical pieces of stewardship and theology and seeing where they intersect and having it be applicable to our daily life. From time to time, we're going to have a special guest join us, and the majority of the podcast will just be the two of us sharing our knowledge, our expertise, our experience of stewardship through the lenses of Scripture. And just so our listeners know a little bit, Tim and I have a combined over 45 years of professional experience in the fields of finance, stewardship, pastoral, church, and parachurch ministry. If you wrap it all up, that's 45 years. And Tim, I'm older than you, and I started when I was 10 years old, if it was 45 years then.
Must be.
So, must be. And our unique professional backgrounds, education, and Tim, I love it that we are both passionate for the Word of God and the proper application of it, along with our quirkiness, which we both have. Well, our times together surely will be challenging, informative, applicable, and at times even humorous. So, Tim, I'd like to take a few moments and interview you so that the people can get to know and understand a little bit more about you and your background and what you bring to this podcast. So, Tim, what's your role with the Life Financial Group and Life Institute?
So I'm the Vice President of Life Financial Group, Life Institute, and Beacon Tax Services. These are three companies which were founded by my father, Roy Russell, to help Christians become even better stewards of all of their assets. Life Financial Group is a for-profit side of our company, stewarding over $250 million of client assets in various states throughout America. Beacon Tax is our tax arm, where we serve the tax needs of folks from all across the nation. And we use all the profits from this this business to help fund ministry. And then there's Life Institute, which is our ministry arm, where we go into churches all across the country and teach on biblical stewardship.
Did you say all across the country? Not just in the Philadelphia region, which we're living? You're talking like the four corners.
We have had seminars in Hawaii. We have been Florida, Arizona. I mean, you name it, we've probably been there.
Fantastic, fantastic. So how does your background and your education enable you to serve our clients and our churches?
You know, to be honest with you, I never expected to be doing what I'm doing today. I grew up in a home where financial stewardship was modeled and taught. My father, Roy Russell, founded the Life Financial Group, Life Institute, when I was young. Many of the principles and the lessons that we teach in our seminars today, well, they were actually tried out on me and my siblings. When I was 17, my dad challenged me to take a securities exam as a way to help pay my way through college. Between my junior and senior year of high school, I was actually able to take and pass that exam. And then you fast forward 5 years, I'm graduating college debt-free. The plan worked. And for me, this was simply just part of the plan to get through college. I actually, ironically, never even studied business in college. Rather, I felt called into full-time work of the ministry. So I majored in Bible and minored in biblical languages and history. Feeling the call to theological education on the mission field, seminary was the next step in my educational journey. You see, that's when things started to get interesting. Then God started to close the door for me on full-time, air quotes here, vocational ministry. At that time, I was working a full-time job at a bank and going to seminary part-time. Then one day, my wife and I found out that we were expecting our second child. Two things immediately became clear to me. Number one, our expenses were going to be going up. I had to have another mouth to feed and more diapers to buy. And number two, our income was going to go down. My wife was working a part-time job, and she would have to cut her hours back to be able to care for our two very young children. And as I was considering these things, you know, isn't it ironic how the Lord brings it all together in focus at one point in time? I opened the mail and pulled out a letter from our landlord telling me that our rent was going up $100 a month. I mean, it might as well have said $1,000 a month for all I could have paid. I had roughly two options. You know, I could double down on seminary, work multiple jobs, risk missing the early years of my child's, my children's lives, or I could find a job which allowed me to use my knowledge and skills to support my family. So, you know, it's no surprise to you listening to this podcast, I chose to come back to the Life Financial Group. Until I could figure out what God wanted me to do with my life. I chose to come back to the company and eventually found that God had used the elements of my upbringing, education, experience to uniquely qualify me for helping Christians become even better stewards of all of their assets. It gave me the systematic and practical theology to counsel families as I meet with them around the country. Eventually, as I began, as I was banging my head against the closed door of missions and seminary, wondering what on earth God was doing, why would he bring me all this way and then close the door and not open it up? It was like God tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Tim, turn around. There's a wide open door right behind me. Why are you banging your head against the closed door when I've got an open door right here?" So I'm so grateful to God that he has orchestrated all of the events of our lives into one really beautiful tapestry for his glory. I could have never picked the educational or experiential upbringing or background to better place me where I am today.
Wow, that's a great story in a nutshell. And as our listeners listen in over the upcoming weeks and months and years, they'll probably hear more of that story unroll. So, Tim, what do you love the most about serving the clients in the churches that we get to connect with?
Oh, man, I love my clients. You know, being a Christian financial advisor, the relationship with my clients is often more about faith and family than it is about dollars and cents. I love the nature of our mutual faith, that the nature of our mutual faith allows me to pray with my clients. I love when my clients tell me that they're praying for me and for my family. And to be frankly honest with you, I love being a small part of helping my clients hear one day, "Well done, my good and faithful servants."
Love that phrase. Love that phrase.
So, Drew, I guess it's your turn. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your role here at Life Institute?
My role is that of the ministry director, and there are multiple aspects of my role here, so let me kind of break that out a little bit. First, I have the joy of connecting with and sharing with pastors about what we do, specifically our three-day lifestyle, stewardship lifestyle seminar that we do live in churches, as Tim shared moments ago, all over the country. My 28 years of pastoral experience allows me to uniquely speak their language and understand the nuances of their personal life and their ministry life, along with sharing about the blessing to them and their congregation of Life Institute's Stewardship Lifestyle Seminar. When we're on site at the seminar, I have the joy of doing three different things. First, I coordinate all the logistics of the seminar with the pastor and/or his point person. And we're passionate to make sure that everything goes seamless and that everyone knows what needs to be done in order to make the seminar a great success for the church. Second, I have the joy of being one of the main preachers and presenters. I love to speak and preach the Word of God. I miss the teaching that I was able to do a couple times every weekend and even throughout the week when I was a pastor. The opportunity to teach and preach in the Stewardship Lifestyle Seminar, along with the additional pulpit fill and other presentation opportunities for the Life Institute, it allows me to continue to serve the Lord in a speaking capacity. Third and finally, again, while on site and post-seminars, I counsel individuals, couples, and pastors pertaining to their budget and their personal daily finances. Because I do not have the credentials like you have, Tim, I have to stay in the lane of budgets, spending, and debt elimination, and I pass over to you and all the other team members any questions pertaining to investments and retirement funding.
How does your background in education enable you to serve our clients, our churches?
Good question. As far as education, I hold a Bachelor's of Science in Bible and also a Master's of Science in Bible from an accredited university. So according to the world standards of education, I have a couple pieces of paper and qualifications, and the paper is hanging on the wall in my office. In addition to my formal education, I am an ordained minister times two. At my last ministry, the overseeing leadership would not accept my first ordination, so I had to go for another round. And for those pastors that may be listening that have gone through that formal process, I know you just cringed and winced as I stated that I had to do it a second time. And then as a pastor of almost 30 years, I served in both large and small churches. So I understand the thinking, the dynamics of various size ministries. I also understand the complexity of ministry working with smaller numbers and also with the masses. With this background, I can more effectively assist a pastor and church leadership in leading their congregation toward greater biblical stewardship. And one final thought and addition, my pastoral ministry years included overseeing church finances, budgets, and spending, both in large and small churches. And with this experience, I regularly offer to churches a complimentary review of their budget and their spending, for it's always good to get an outsider's point of view to what is happening with the church budget, including the accounts, the spending, and also the giving.
So what do you love most about serving churches?
I love it when I am preaching, when I'm teaching and or counseling. And you know, in those cartoons from days gone by, when that proverbial light bulb goes on top of their head and they finally get to understand something, and then it shows on their face, that gets me excited. They've connected what was said to what they need to do or how they need to live or what God is thinking and wanting to do in them. I wake up every morning getting excited about those opportunities. And to be able to help someone connect those dots of the scripture with the finances and stewardship and give them hope that they too can apply those principles in their life and their family, well, that I get super excited about. And a huge byproduct of people getting their personal finances in line with scripture is that giving to their local church almost always increases. What also wakes me up every day is knowing that what I do with the Life Institute helps churches become fully funded for the gospel ministry. Imagine that. A church that is fully funded to minister to their people, reach their community, and impact the world with the gospel. That I get excited about. That wakes me up each and every day. So, Tim, I've done enough talking here. Would you share a closing stewardship thought with our listeners?
Thanks, Drew. And it's great to hear about what God has done in your life to bring you here. Our closing stewardship thought today is from Luke 12, 48b. Everyone to whom much was given, of him much will be required. This verse comes at the end of Luke's account of Jesus' teaching on being ready for the return of the Lord. Stewardship is a way of life. We have all been given a finite number of days. Our duty as a steward is to use those days for the glory of God That means that whenever you find yourself today, wherever that is, there is where God wants you to serve and to blossom.
Amen.
You know, Stewardology, the Stewardology podcast, this is our way of stewarding the knowledge and the resource that God has given to us so that the church can be strengthened and the kingdom advanced. God has given the Life Institute and the Life Financial Group just this wealth of understanding about how the Bible practically speaks to our actual lives today. And it would be unfaithful to that calling that God has given us, unfaithful to that reserve of knowledge and resources that God has provided to us, to then sit on it, to benefit ourselves and to not share with others. So this, as you're listening to this podcast, this is us trying to share what God has taught us so that you can be an even better steward of all of your resources.
In our next podcast, we're going to share with you the beginning part of our most important teaching from the Word of God to start the process of applying and living practical biblical stewardship in your life. I encourage you to take a head start and take a few minutes and read and maybe even reread Haggai chapter 1. And I encourage you, read it at least once. If you can, read it a few times in a couple different versions so you get a good picture of it. So when we were able to share with you next week, you'll be able to break it down in a little bit better way. Through this one chapter, we're going to unfold God's priorities put before the nation of Israel and their response to God. So we want to encourage you, tune in next week, begin your newfound journey of truly understanding biblical stewardship, for you're not going to want to miss it. Tim, final thoughts?
Yeah, thank you, Drew. We are so excited to be able to take this journey with you. We've put a lot of time and energy into creating something that sounds good, that's actually helpful, and that's going to really help boost your progress towards biblical stewardship. So please subscribe, leave a comment, and share with us your thoughts or ways that you think we might be able to improve this podcast. We so greatly appreciate your feedback. You can also look us up online at stewardologypodcast.com. Until next time, God bless. Take care.
Thank you for joining us on the Stewardology Podcast, where financial stewardship and theology meet. We'd like to help you take your next steps in biblical financial stewardship. First, subscribe in your podcast provider to get the newest episode delivered to you every week. Next, follow us on social media and visit our website at stewardologypodcast.com. There you can find our social media links and our entire episode archive. Today, I'd like to remind you of Psalm chapter 20, verse 7. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. See you next week on the Stewardology Podcast. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, member FINRA and SIPC.